Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
The fifth and final key is attitude. Attitude of mind is the master key that unlocks every door, because thought is the most powerful substance in the universe. Motivation, which gets you to the gym and determines your workout intensity, is generated through and from your mind. Your state of mind predetermines your state of body. Thought is the cause, your life is the effect. If you think in positive terms, you will get positive results. And if you think in negative terms, you will get negative results. You must visualize your goals and imagine how good and how wonderful it will feel to achieve them. If we focus our mental energy on current events, newspaper headlines, or the evening news, we are definitely going to end up feeling negative. I find it hard not to cringe and get upset when you hear about some of the isolated, horrific deeds that men and women are capable of. You know, good news doesn't sell advertising, so the media works overtime gathering information about the dark side of human behavior and life. Homicide, suicide, rape, child molestation, war, famine, political scandals, lots of death and intimate close-ups of mothers screaming in anguish. That's what the media drives into us every day, and they do it with purpose and calculated intent as a strategy to create fear, controversy, and emotional turmoil in our minds. I find the media, for the most part, highly irresponsible. Are these sadistic reports of brutality true? Of course they are, but much of what we hear on the radio or read in the newspaper is only partial truth. Very seldom are both sides of the full and complete story presented without bias or prejudice. It is immoral and imbalanced to expose the masses to only the bad without the good. Listening to such rot day after day reduces our mental capacity to cope and stay motivated. It robs many people of hope and desire. The media will manipulate your mind into thinking the world is a horrible, evil place. So you've got to consciously modify and select what you listen to and watch on TV. And if we cannot rely on the media for good news, then we must search it out for ourselves and find those events and affairs which are positive and uplifting. Constructive as opposed to destructive. Believe it or not, the world can be a wonderful place to live. If you focus on the light, you will never feel remorseful or afraid of bringing kids into the world. I never have. And of course, one of the great things in this life to experience is a lifestyle that creates health and vitality through sport and fitness and optimum nutrition. Life is great when you feel great. But when your body deteriorates because you're neglecting your body, you're not training, and you're not consuming natural foods, then you begin to see how you feel in your state. Our mind is like a sponge soaking up everything it receives through the sensory organs of the brain and central nervous system. It can be likened to a huge magnet attracting particles of information from all sides, both consciously and unconsciously. Great caution must be applied to whom and what we expose our minds to. If we associate with negative or violent people, we can't help but absorb their energy. Conversely, if you surround yourself with positive, motivated, and happy people, you will become like them. The notion that we become what we think about is so true, and it stands to reason that a man is what he thinks about all day long. Reading articles on exercise, health, and nutrition will program your inner computer to change your behavior toward that end. Attend seminars, listen to cassettes, read books, subscribe to journals, and enroll in home study courses. Knowledge and objective, science-based education increases our ability to execute correct living habits, that will improve our level of wellness and quality of life to the fullest. Take whatever time is necessary to plot out the course of your life. Set short-term and long-term goals. Plan your workout schedule and eating habits in advance instead of leaving your health and fitness to chance. If you don't take action and create an optimum health and lifestyle program, I guarantee that nobody else will. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from Robert Louis Stevenson on the virtue of travel. Wealth I ask not, hope nor love, nor a friend to know me. All I seek, the heaven above and the road below me.